On March 13th, the Obama administration announced that it would abandon the Bush administration's term enemy combatant, while at the same time arguing in court for the continued detention of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Obama Justice Department stated that the legal rationale for holding some 240 prisoners at Guantanamo will now be based on laws passed by Congress and, by extension, international law, including the Geneva Conventions. Within days of being sworn into office, Mr. Obama pledged to close the Guantanamo prison within a year. The Justice Department said that only those detainees who provided substantial support to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or similar groups, or who were part of those groups, would be considered candidates for detention. But troubling to many human rights groups was the vague definition of what constitutes substantial support for a militant group and the more than 600 prisoners now being held at the Bagram U.S. Air Base in Afghanistan. Also of concern to civil liberties advocates was the Obama administration's decision to shield top Bush administration officials from lawsuits brought by prisoners who say they were tortured while being held at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp. As Congress and the administration are considering their options to hold Bush administration officials accountable for violations of U.S. and international law, either through the appointment of a special prosecutor or the establishment of an independent truth commission, disturbing information has come to light that could increase the urgency of such an undertaking. Renowned investigative reporter Seymour Hersh told an audience at a University of Minnesota event about his unpublished reporting on an ongoing covert military operation that he described as an executive assassination ring, conducted out of former Vice President Cheney's office and illegal domestic spying conducted by the CIA. Between the lines, Scott Harris spoke with Vincent Warren, executive director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, who discusses his concerns about the direction the Obama administration is taking in making a clean break with Bush-era human rights abuses.
We all thought, based upon what Barack Obama was saying on the election trail, that he was going to take much more of a definitive and clean break from Bush administration policies. And while it's true that he focused on closing the base known as Guantanamo and issued an executive order on his second day in office, I believe, saying that the facility was going to be closed in a year, there are other things that he has done or hasn't done that have actually been extremely troubling, quite honestly, when you look at what he could have been doing. And so in his executive orders, he's done things like order the base closed, order a review of whether Guantanamo complies with the Third Convention of Geneva, closing the secret CIA black sites, and dealing with the rendition issue. And then the other categories are positions that the Obama administration could have taken that would have been a marked departure from the Bush administration. And we see that actually when it gets into court and when you put your money where your mouth is, he hasn't been moving very far away from the Bush administration position on a range of issues that are important to us. So, for example, you know, one of the things that Barack Obama did was he said, I want to order a review of the Guantanamo camp to find out if it complies with the Geneva Conventions. And Admiral Walsh, I believe his name was, a couple of weeks ago, issued a report that said, hey, guess what, clean bill of health, Guantanamo complies with Geneva III. However, you know, the Center for Constitutional Rights, and just so your listeners know, we filed the first habeas corpus petition back in 2002 and have been fighting that battle and the issues of rendition and warrantless wiretapping ever since. We have lawyers that are down there all the time, and our analysis in the two-month period of January and February was that, in fact, the base was as bad as it ever was, certainly as bad as it was when George Bush was the president. This is what we found, but yet it was a complete whitewash that was handed to Barack Obama. Now, moving on from that, we found that while Barack Obama did issue an executive order to close the secret CIA black sites, and these are the sites in 8 or 9 different countries that it's been reported to be in Thailand and Afghanistan and different places. This is where the CIA held people who that they had rendered, people like some of our clients that we have in Guantanamo, that weren't held in Guantanamo, and this is where people were waterboarded. He closed those sites, but what he didn't do in his executive order, he didn't close the door on whether the CIA can actually conduct similar interrogations in the future. He also didn't rule out on extraordinary rendition. This is where people get kidnapped and sent to other countries around the globe. He didn't say that the CIA could not issue renditions, that there was a period of time that he left open that the CIA or other groups can pick people up off the street and hold them. He didn't say what that time was. But we find this to be all illegal, and it is less of a departure from George Bush than we certainly would have wanted. And then when you move to the second category of what Barack Obama has been doing in the context of the litigation, we have two interesting examples. One is with respect to Bagram Air Force Base. And the question is whether the Boumediene decision, that's the Supreme Court decision that we and other lawyers won in June that found that there was a constitutional right for habeas corpus for men held in Guantanamo, the legal question is, does that right extend to men that are being held by the U.S. government, but in other places, like, for example, Bagram Air Force Base? And the Obama administration had said quite clearly that their view was that Boumediene only holds true for Guantanamo, but would not hold true for people being held in other places under the same circumstances.
As you and many of our listeners are aware, Seymour Hersh, the acclaimed investigative journalist, let loose with a little bit of a bombshell of information regarding his current investigation for a future book that revealed the Bush administration had what he described as an executive assassination ring that would be going from country to country, killing with impunity, with real no reporting to any existing chain of command within the CIA or any other known structure, but was reporting directly to the office of Vice President Dick Cheney. You want to make a comment about that and how you think this information, if it's proven out, may feed into a louder cry for accountability for the Bush administration than we have right now?
I remember when I heard about that, there was a part of me that was shocked. And there was another part of me that was absolutely unsurprised. And I think the full story of the Bush administration and their activities has not come out yet. And I think what it tells us is that the need for accountability for this administration is so incredibly strong. You know, Senator Leahy has proposed a truth commission for these crimes, and the Center for Constitutional Rights opposes it, not because the truth isn't important, because it is. But the Leahy proposal has no accountability mechanism that's tied to it. That's not the way that we need to go. What we need to do is we need to make sure that there is a criminal investigation, that the vice president's office has its own hit squad that will go in and do targeted assassinations is absolutely deeply appalling. And if it's true, it needs to be punished to the fullest extent of the law, because otherwise, Scott, how can we ever be sure that future presidencies will not be tempted to engage in the very same or worse behavior when the next terrorist activity happens?
That was Vincent Warren, Executive Director of the Center for Constitutional Rights. Contact the center by calling area code 212-614-6464 or visit their website at ccrjustice.org.